Hello, dear friends. Welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reap Ethics. My name is Christy Bature, and I am the CEO of 180 Degrees Rehabilitation Center in the city of Port Harcourt. Just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzet Nyesom-Wike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics.
Greetings to our highly esteemed people of River State and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that drugs are illegal because they are a problem and not the other way around, as drugs are not a problem because they are illegal. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, which falls on June 26 every year. The International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking serves a yearly reminder for us to play our part in arming people with the information they need to say no to drug abuse. The decision to not engage in drug abuse flows from making an informed choice based on the realities of hard drugs. Yet, too many people in River State and Nigeria are poorly informed about the potentially devastating effects of drug abuse. That is why we need to work for better education and greater awareness to prevent the alarming surge of drug abuse, especially among the youths. We need more consistent leadership from government at all levels. We need better examples from role models whose drug use damages more people than just themselves. These include parents, teachers, community leaders, artists, athletes, and all others. According to government statistics, over 14 million people are victims of drug abuse in Nigeria, and one in every four victims is a woman. Drugs cause health and mental problems. When addictive, they can spell misery for users and those close to them. When taken intravenously, they can spread deadly diseases, especially HIV, AIDS, and hepatitis. When they wreak their devastation, they respect no boundaries of income, race, occupation, or geography. Our efforts must focus especially on young people through outreach, peer-to-peer networks, and using opportunities such as sports to keep young people active, healthy, and confident. That also means creating numerous job opportunities in diverse sectors to keep the youths meaningfully engaged. On the other hand, government must do all in its power to fight illicit drug supply aggressively and effectively. Let us listen to our guest speaker as she takes us through the topic. She is the delectable Reverend Christy Bature, MD, CEO, 180 Degrees Rehabilitation Center, Port Harcourt. Our respected Rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere. Build a better nation, that's the reason why we're here.
A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you
set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in this program, this is Riv Ethics on Radio, and my name is Christy Bature. I will be speaking on the topic, or because we're looking at the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. The world is celebrating the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. These two phenomena together constitute a huge, huge menace to our society. Drug abuse and trafficking. All right, trafficking involves mostly the drugs that are not readily available in our country that other people bring in. That is international trafficking. And then there is intranational trafficking, which is the movement of drugs that are readily available within our country from one part of the country to the other. And when people hear drug abuse, their minds or our minds immediately go to Indian hemp, cocaine, crack cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines. That's the one that is now ravaging our nation like crazy, because they have begun to build laboratories where they produce these destructive drugs. But I want to talk about the less publicized or the less talked about, which is no less dangerous, which is over-the-counter drugs. They're drugs you can go into the pharmacy and buy for a specific purpose, which people are abusing. But in the first place, what is abuse? Abuse is two words together, abnormal and use. Abnormal use. That's what abuse is, to use anything abnormally. Now, this word particularly relates to the over-the-counter drugs because it is supposed to be used for something. I give you an example, codeine. When I was a child, that's what they gave you if you had a cough, especially if you had a cough that would not let you sleep. So they gave you cough syrup with codeine so that it will help you sleep and rest from the incessant hacking of coughing. But people began to abuse cough syrup with codeine because codeine induces drowsiness. It induces a kind of euphoria, if you like. It induces sleepiness. And a lot of people use it to medicate psychological and emotional pain. Medications like pentazocine. Pentazocine is a painkiller, is a legitimate drug that the hospitals use to bring down pain levels in people who are suffering. But it is abused now, and instead of maybe the maximum 4 ampoules in 24 hours, you find people taking 4 ampoules at once, 10 times a day or 6 times a day or 7 times a day and all of that. That is abnormal use. And every time you use something abnormally, what you expect, the end result is chaos. The end result is problem. The end result, in fact, what it brings is worse than what it solves. Now, so what is considered a drug? Because you see, when we say drug, like I said, people just think of the hard ones, the tough ones, the big ones. But then there's also the over-the-counter. People get hooked on certain painkillers, get hooked on tranquilizers, sleeping tablets, get hooked on all kinds of medications that are legitimate. Then, of course, we have the other ones at the other extreme, which are completely illegal. Now, let me go to the issue of trafficking quickly before I come back to the issue of the drugs. Trafficking has become a big issue now in our country and, of course, other countries of the world, which is why they are having a day to talk about it across the world. People are bringing in all kinds of things into our nation, and one of the things that baffles us who are in the field of helping people stop or not start at all the use of drugs is how these drugs get into the country. It is obvious that they have illegal routes into the country, but also possible that certain people who should be law enforcement agents collude with these traffickers to allow these drugs to come into the country. We've heard stories, we've had people being arrested and they will say, oh, this person was the person facilitating so-and-so in government or so-and-so in the military or so-and-so in the police or so-and-so in NDLEA, whatever, are the ones that helped me to bring these things in. We have to begin to scream from the rooftops that these drugs that are coming into our country are decimating our youths, decimating our children, disrupting family relationships, messing with their capacity to go to school, messing with their capacity to be productive, messing with their capacity to be who they should be so that they can effectively contribute to society. The implications of this is that because there's so much money in drugs, people run after the money and don't consider the backlash or the repercussions of selling these drugs. About 2 years ago, I think, there was an undercover investigation done by some Nigerian journalists and British journalists. They did undercover. And we heard a person who is a father himself tell the crew how to sell their drugs and make the maximum profit. And he said, take it to schools. Once the children taste it, they will not be able to resist it. They will come for it some more. Wherever the money is, they will get it and they will buy. And this is supposed to be a father, or not supposed, he is a father with children. He didn't know he was talking to an undercover team. And so this is the sad thing about it, that people know that the children will get addicted and they intentionally produce cough syrup with codeine and spike up the percentage of codeine to enhance and speed up the process of addiction. And then I will come back to talking about addiction. Such people should be jailed for life because they are destroying lives. For their one life, maybe 1,000 have been destroyed. How can we stop this? We need to begin to report. You may say, who do I report to? Nobody will do anything. But let it be on record that somebody was saying something or somebody said something. Please speak up if you notice that somebody is dealing drugs around you, somebody is selling drugs, somebody is moving drugs from one place to the other, or somebody has set up a laboratory and is producing synthetic drugs in the laboratory, which are capable of destroying so many, many, many lives. Let's go on a short break and we'll be right back.
Una mama and papa, confess so. Una eye de una pikin body so. Make una not just the sidon ruko, I don't burn and finish, anything you like make it do. If your girl pikin lazy for house, enough it to do anything, when he come out to go marry, na you in mama, na ain't husband them go the cost. If your pikin begin smoke wee-wee, you know no person way big pass him, so cause fully mort. You don't spoil and finish with that. Na him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say, as he has oil and full in body. Put eye for the thing when your pikin they do, una hear?
Now take eye come out where your pikin they oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime, oh. If he good do na your own, if he bad na you make him so. Now take I come out where you're picking day, oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, any time, oh. If he good do na your own, if he bad na you make him so.
Welcome back. So we are talking today on International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. That's the day we're celebrating, or we're marking. And we're talking about the dangers of drug use and the menace of trafficking. You find that most of the traffickers have sophisticated weapons. And when law enforcement agents confront them, they shoot them down, they kill them, they maim some. So one of the things that our governments can do is to equip the law enforcement agents adequately. Because some of the equipment that those people have, our law enforcement agents don't have those kind of equipment. So they do not stand a chance. And so we would like to ask that our governments begin to equip the law enforcement agencies so that they can adequately confront these people when the need arises. All right. Anything that you use outside the purpose of what it is for is considered a drug. Supposed to take Panadol 3 times a day, 2 tablets, and you take 4 tablets 6 times a day, you are abusing that drug. It's a drug. Because now you are not just using it for the pain as you are supposed to. Maybe the thing helps you to sleep, so you now go and be overtaking it. That's a drug. In fact, if you are addicted to gambling, we consider the gambling a drug. If you are addicted to shopping, we consider the shopping a drug. Anything that you are doing abnormally, out of proportion, out of balance, is a drug for you. But today we're focused on the drugs that you take in, either by injecting or swallowing or smoking or snorting or putting under your tongue or on your skin. Those are the ones we're talking about. All right. The common drugs that you find abused are Indian hemp, which they call marijuana. There are variations of it, which they call skunk or SK or monkey tail. And then we have alcohol, is a commonly abused drug. We have tobacco in the form of cigarettes or in the form of shisha, the one that they smoke through a pipe that is you inhale the fumes. People are deceived into saying, oh, shisha is just a flavored smoke. It is not. The percentage of tobacco in shisha is higher than the tobacco in cigarettes. And so it is highly, highly, highly addictive too. Don't be deceived if you're out there thinking shisha is harmless. All right. And then you have cocaine, heroin. The less common ones are methamphetamines, but they are becoming very common now. I think they call it mpuru miri. The Igbos call it mpuru miri or something like that. It is in crystal form and it is produced in a laboratory. Now, let me say this. The drugs that occur naturally, like Indian hemp, are less destructive than the ones that are produced chemically in a laboratory. Those ones mess with the brain, all right? They affect the brain. Drugs eat up the brain like acid eats up human skin. So whereas people are concentrated or focused on the pleasure that they get from using the drugs, on the high that they get from using the drugs, they don't realize that physical damage is happening to the brain. Drugs alter the physical structure of the brain. Drugs mess with the physical texture of the brain, the composition of the brain. Drugs eat up the brain matter. When enough brain matter has been eaten, you find the person running mad and going crazy. And they say, ew, this one don't smoke, he goes scatter in head. This person has smoked Indian hemp to the point where he has gone mad. The reason for that is that brain matter has been eaten up by the drugs to the extent that the firing, okay, let me put it this way. At every point in time in the human brain, there are electrical and chemical impulses going, all right? The chemical impulses are the emotions that follow. The electrical impulses are the thoughts that come. So when the brain is firing with a message coming and a part of the brain has been eaten up by drugs, the message gets to that part of the brain and the person is unable to interpret that message. And so the brain sort of short circuits. In electrical engineering, you have what they call a short circuit. When two wires that are not supposed to touch each other touch, you have a spark, you have a loud noise, pop like that, or pull, something like that. It's called a short circuit. When the brain has been eaten up enough, that short circuit happens in the brain, and then the person has a psychotic breakdown, he has a mental breakdown, and then all kinds of fallouts come of schizophrenia. Sometimes if the person had any penchant towards bipolar disorder, it's triggered by the drugs. You have what they call hypervigilance. You have hallucinations. All those kind of things will start happening to the person because of the drugs. And that's because of the effect on the brain. On the body, you will find somebody who is using drugs, sometimes, especially like people, maybe people that use alcohol, their body will be shaking if they don't take. They will have fever, they will have tremors. Their appetite is affected. Some of them don't eat, they just feed on the drug. So they look ill, they lose weight, they emaciate. Some of them overeat because of the use of the drugs and all of that. But it also affects the body. For some women, when addiction gets too high, it can affect their capacity to have children. For men who use Indian hemp, the sperm cells are affected to the point where a man may not be able to father a child because the drugs have destroyed the sperm cells in his body. Drugs will affect your relationships. They will mess with your relationships in such a way that you will lose friendships, you will lose family members, because people will try to intervene, and because you're already addicted, you're not going to be able to understand what they're saying or why they're even talking to you. And the reason for that is because the drugs do not eat up the base of the brain, which is the back of the head. And that's the part of the brain that controls routine and activity, like going to work, driving a car. So somebody thinks that, oh, I can still go to work, I can still do everything that I'm supposed to do, I'm okay. No, you are not okay. You are called a functional addict because the part of the brain that controls your ability to drive is not affected by drugs. Your ability to go to work is not affected by drugs. But the part of the brain that drugs affect are in front of the brain, which is called the limbic system. And the limbic system is the part of the brain that helps a person to make rational decisions and rational choices. And that's the part of the brain that drugs eat up. So you'll find a person who is using drugs making decisions that don't make sense to other people. And they'll be like, ah, is this person thinking? The literal truth is that he is not thinking because he can't think. Why? that part of the brain that helps him to think has been eaten up by the brain. So you find families falling apart, you lose relationship, and after a while, you can't do your job anymore. After a while, you cannot function without the drugs, and if you're maybe in a sensitive place of driving machinery or all of that, you get into trouble because you can't do that, or you will cause accidents that will cost other people their lives. People have lost careers because of drugs. People have lost jobs because of drugs. People have lost businesses because of drugs. And heavy financial losses follow drug use. Let's go on a break and we'll be back shortly to round up for today.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother. Let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio. My name is Christy Baturi, and we have been discussing the issue of drug abuse and illicit trafficking. So, if you're already using and you've heard today that it is destroying your brain matter and you want to say, hey, I have to stop using these drugs, what do I do? The first thing you have to do is to decide or agree that you have a problem. Accept that you have a problem. If you meet a drunk person who is addicted to alcohol and you say you are drunk, they never say to you, yes, oh, I am drunk. They always say, no, you are the one who is drunk. That's denial. As long as denial is in front of you, you are not going to be able to deal with any struggle you have with drugs. So you have to admit to yourself and to others that you have a problem. Number two, you have to get into the place of accountability. What is accountability? Accountability is giving somebody, another person, the permission to confront you on that particular behavior. Every drug addict has a pattern that starts from somewhere and ends up with the person using the drugs. It usually will start from a thought. The thought will come, hey, I'm feeling tense, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling happy. Let me say this also, every addiction is a cover for fear or pain. Every addiction is a coping mechanism for fear or pain. So every time the pain comes up or the fear comes up, you find yourself saying, oh, I need to take that joint of weed. I need to drink that bottle of alcohol. So you know your cycle. You need to sit down and think about how it starts until you finally end up taking the particular thing you are taking. Now, you will give somebody the permission to come to you and question you about the behavior. I'm a Christian and I read the Bible. The Bible says two are better than one, so that when one falls, the other will lift the other up. That's called the power up principle. So you power up by giving somebody else the permission to ask you, hey, I think you just said on Friday you always struggle. Okay, please, on Fridays, I will call you. And it is usually when you close from work, Abby. I'm going to call you at the close of work so that I will walk you through that period so you don't go back to taking. Number three, you have to pray. Whoever your God is, you must involve him in this thing or else you won't get well. There's a spiritual dimension to addiction that only spirituality can bring that dimension of healing to you. So whoever you subscribe to as God, you need to call on that God to help you every day. Because when you are dealing with addiction, it's a daily struggle. So you have to bring God into it daily. And then you have to retrain your brain. That's very, very critical. Every addiction is a training of the brain. So to get free, you must retrain the brain in the opposite direction. All right. So how do you retrain the brain? You wear rubber band on your wrist. If you are left-handed, you wear the rubber band on your right hand. If you are right-handed, you wear the rubber band on your left hand. And you must take two rubber bands. Don't take only one because one will break easily. Every time your brain says to you, go take this drink, go take that weed, go smoke that or go snort cocaine, you, instead of going to do it, you pull the rubber band as far back as it will go and slap yourself with it. And your brain will begin to register. Every time I ask for cocaine now, I get a slap. Every time I ask for India hemp now, I get a slap. I don't want slap. The brain is designed for pleasure and is also designed to run away from pain. So anything that causes pain to the brain will tell the body, don't ask for it. If pain has ever choked you before, every time you see a pin, you get nervous. Why? The brain is telling you, that thing causes pain. Stay away from it. So you retrain the brain with that rubber band. And let me tell you the truth, that rubber band has been proven scientifically to cut down your cravings and your struggle by 85% if you consistently use it for 10 days. Only 10 days of rubber band pulling, slapping your hand with it concerning any behavior will reduce that behavior by 85%. So Our time is up. This is all we can take for today. I hope that if you have listened, that you have learned something, number one. Number two, you have also decided, I cannot continue using these drugs because it is eating up my brain matter, and very soon I will be functioning at far less than my capacity. In case you need a little more help than what you've heard here today, you can call this number 0803-706-9703. I'll take that again. 0803-706-9703. Thank you for joining us once again. This is Rev Ethics on Radio, and my name is Christine Bature.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rev Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.revethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Rev Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Rev Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on revethics@gmail.com. The Rev Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info, 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.